from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a harrowing case out of Hudson County, where a 31-year-old man faces three counts of murder after a woman and her two young children were stabbed to death in a Jersey City apartment. The mother, her 5- and 9-year-old were all found by police responding to what's being investigated as a case of deadly domestic violence. Napoleon Romero Andure was criminally charged while being treated for self-inflicted stab wounds. Crews resume recovery efforts today following the horrific crash of an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C., killing all 64 aboard the aircraft, including several skaters and family members returning from the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, Kansas. Black box data recorders have been recovered from the jet. If you think this month has been cold, it might surprise you to hear it's not a record in New Jersey, at least temperature-wise.
This is the coldest January since 2014, says state climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers University. But it wasn't exceedingly cold. It may go down as the 37th coldest January on record for New Jersey.
We're going to finish the month running about 4.5 degrees below normal.
But this month will go down as one of the driest Januaries on record, and that includes today's rain. Robinson says all of New Jersey is still under some type of drought designation.
We're going to really have to count on precipitation the next couple of months to pull us out of that.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the 25% tax that President Donald Trump plans to start as soon as tomorrow on imports from Canada and Mexico could drive up the price of everything from gas to pickup trucks to guacamole just ahead of U.S. Super Bowl parties. Trump's tariffs threaten to blow up the trade agreement he himself negotiated with America's neighbors in his first term. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Damp weather into the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, still quite cold.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I feel like calling this much needed rain is such a cliche at this point, but it's true. We're still running a huge rainfall deficit. Our drought status actually got worse as of this week. Northern third of New Jersey is in moderate drought. Central and southwestern New Jersey are in the severe drought category. And southern and coastal areas still in extreme drought. In other words, we will take every raindrop we can get. Bands of moderate to heavy rain will continue pushing through New Jersey this evening and through early tomorrow morning, not ending until sometime after midnight. And then temperatures will fall into the 30s by daybreak. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, colder, really drying out, but temperatures stuck in the upper 30s at best tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, cloudy skies, chance of an afternoon snow shower, highs only in the mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union 42.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.